Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, along with Phil Hendry and all of these others.
Right.
All right. But I just want you to know, this is... I'd like to host this myself.
We are going to be able to say things.
As long as you cut out any of this extraneous jazz, especially from him and him.
Let the record show she's pointing at button me.
Right.
That's right. Hi, everyone. I'm sorry. This is Margaret Gray, and this is my tribute to the late, great Burt Bacharach. Yeah.
Margaret Gray's tribute to Burt Bacharach.
Thank you, Phil.
Oh, do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going there to buy some shoes and a beret. Do you know the...
What are you looking at now?
Margaret, what is this?
Kill the music, bud. Kill it before I kill someone.
What? What do you mean I'm going to go buy a beret?
Who died last week?
Margaret,
who died last week?
Are you talking about in terms of a smell?
In terms of a smell?
Wait a minute, wait a... Burt Bacharach died last week.
Yeah, what did he do?
He was a songwriter.
Ah, a songwriter or part of a songwriter?
Margaret, spit it out.
Why don't you spit it out, Margaret?
All right, I'll spit it out. Burt Bacharach wrote the melody. He did not write the words. Hal David wrote the words. And so when we do honor, and rightfully so, the passing of a great man, a great melodist or melodist, or in the French, melodistus. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Boy, look at you, the three blind mice.
What about it, Margaret?
Anyway, when we do that, we honor Burt Bacharach as the writer of great melodies. The lyrics were Hal David's.
Yeah, but I mean a song.
God.
Take it easy, bud. Go ahead, Margaret.
You guys, you know, this is real easy to get. I bet you the audience understands, but these clowns...
Go ahead.
Start it again, will you?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going there to buy some shoes and a new beret. If you know the way to San Jose, please show me on this map where it is, this place, San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. When I get out of town on the 101, then you drive north on the 101 and you go through Santa Barbara.
Stop the music. You guys are looking at me like I'm something that crawled out of someone's ass. You know that?
Hey, Margaret.
No, you really are, Phil.
Margaret, you know, the song just isn't the same.
Margaret, the song's not the same.
You guys know that I do improvisational lyrics.
Yeah, but I didn't know you were going to do it with a song, with Burt Bacharach's music.
For the 19th time...
All right, it's not Burt Bacharach. It's not Burt Bacharach.
Burt Bacharach.
It's not Burt Bacharach's music. But I mean, still, you know...
But by the way, how do you know all these songs?
Everybody goes, do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going there because I'm going to find love in San Jose. It's not the what you're singing.
All right, go ahead.
Margaret, if you insist on... I think you're doing a disservice to the memory of Burt Bacharach.
How dare you? I'm a performer, Phil. I was on stage for many years and a singer, and I know what a great tribute is. And you know...
I know. You do the improvisational lyrics.
Look at him.
And you do the improvisational lyrics.
You know, Phil's got a look on his face like he just took a look at his underwear and it ain't what he thought was there.
Go ahead, Margaret, and sing yourself. Is this the song?
Well, you guys have carved this one a new ass. Let me do a new one. The Great Walk On by Burt Bacharach.
If you see me walking down the street and I see a store, I'd like to go in and eat. Walk on by. I can't afford to buy you lunch. Make believe that I am broke and you don't want to see.
God damn, Margaret.
Stop the music. You got something to say?
It sounds horrible. You're screeching. You're doing the wrong lyrics. Margaret, have some decency and respect. If you see me walking down the street
and I stop and I get something to eat, what's wrong with that? Bud?
I don't know. I don't know what the lyrics of the song is.
The song is about some...
Burt Bacharach.
I know. Wrote the music.
Hey. I knew you guys would get it.
Just walk on by. can't get over not having enough for a tip to leave in this joint. Walk on by.
What, Phil? What is this about, anyway?
Sounds like she's having lunch and can't afford it.
Right, I left my purse in the car, okay?
Fine.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, you're like, okay.
That's what I said, chump.
Foolish pride doesn't let me borrow the money.
God, you suck, man.
All right, that's it. Margaret, no, goodbye. I try to do my very best with what I've got.
Miss Gray, we were only kidding.
No, you weren't.
Margaret, you're a beautiful singer, but your voice...
Yeah, my voice. You guys don't know what it is to be a performer, and you don't know what it is to be a writer, a songwriter. Lyrics, melody, they're two different
things!
Yeah? Nothing, Margaret. Wow.
Well, that was,
I mean, I get it about the improvisational lyrics and everything, but,
I'm back. Are you guys talking behind my back?
I mean, it isn't so much that you don't know the lyrics.
I know the lyrics by Hal David, but this is a tribute to Burt Bacharach.
All right. But your voice is...
My voice is what? I'm starting out in the wrong key. You want me to start in lower key? I can do that. It ain't no thing. I know what I'm doing, okay? I've done this a million times. Lower key?
Yeah, Ms. Gray, you go down an octave.
I'm not going down an octave. Start that chump change again.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're just talking about Burt Bacharach's music as chump change.
Well, you guys have got me thinking now. It's nothing but a lot of noise.
Yeah.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry when I look at your meat.
There, are you happy?
Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
She just came back to get that line off?
Yeah, something like that.
Margaret, you just wanted an excuse to leave.
Yeah, something like that too.
All right, this is the world famous Phil Henry what?
I got Mr. Gray on the phone.
Well, what does he want, man?
I know, Miss Gray.
I called Frank.
For what?
He's gonna come and pick me up.
Yeah, Frank.
Hey, let me ask you monkeys a question. I'm not gonna belabor the point, but I just got a call from my wife, and it told me that every last one of you chimpanzees is...
Frank, we're not doing anything wrong. Margaret was singing the Burt Bacharach songs.
Uh-huh, yeah. Tell me something I don't know.
Well, Frank, she was singing these songs with the wrong lyrics and frankly starting out in the wrong key, and it just wasn't making it.
I got a call from it just a moment ago telling me to come pick it up and bring it home because it's sick and... Margaret, is Margaret there?
I'm right here, Frank. I sat down to sing these songs, and I had chump change number one here, the top dog, Phil, beginning to question my choice of lyric. Then I had this one over here whose head went through a tree, giving me, and then the general.
Well, look, Phil, you know that it does improvisational lyrics.
I understand it. I mean, I understand she does do that, Frank. But I thought that it being Burt Bacharach's, the occasion of his passing.
Look, Margaret, is it there?
I'm right here.
All right, Margaret, why can't you just do...
I don't even know the lyrics to these songs, and I don't care. Burt Bacharach passed on. He was a great melody writer, Frank.
But it didn't write the lyrics.
Exactly. When Hal David passes on...
Well, when Hal David packs it in, or passes... Whenever it... When she or he...
Isn't Hal David already gone?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, it says here that Hal David passed on in 2012.
All right, well...
All right, so what do you want me to do now?
Well, you missed your chance to sing Burt Bacharach songs.
Burt Bacharach, Frank.
Okay, you missed your chance to sing the Burt Bacharach songs without to sing the Hal David.
How would you sing a Hal David song, Margaret, without Burt Bacharach's music?
All right, I'll give you an example. Walk on by. If you see me walking down the street... And I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by, my foolish pride.
What about it?
Oh, shit.
Oh, knock it off, Frank.
What do you mean, knock it off?
Margaret, you think that is a respectful rendition of Hal David's lyrics. If Hal David were with us, he would probably say...
Oh, okay, go ahead. This is good. Phil's going to tell me what Hal David would say. Go on, Phil.
I'm willing to say he'd say, please do it to the melody that Burt Bacharach wrote, because That's how it's best heard.
Well, you know, you're never going to convince it. It thinks that it knows best.
In this case, I'm saying, as a respectful artist, I am allowing that artist to have that artist's sole moment in the spotlight.
All right, Margaret, so...
Here, do you know the way to San Jose?
We get the idea, Margaret.
No, you don't.
All right, Margaret.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going home. Do you know... I don't know the lyrics to that turd.
You know, I got to live with it, so...
All right, Margaret, thank you very much for that tribute to Burt Bacharach.
You guys turned it into a soft, steaming pile. Not me. Let the record show.
All right, I'm almost there. I'm in the car, so...
I'll be out front thinking about throwing myself into traffic.
Yeah, whatever it says.
Margaret, we're very sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
Thanks, Frank.
Is it
Frank Gray, Margaret Gray, and...
Hey, look, I at least you could give us a heads up on that.
Margaret, what are you doing there?
I'm standing at the door to see if you guys are talking about me.
Well,
so?
Margaret, all I'm saying is, give us a heads up on this so that when you do a Burt Bacharach tribute, we know it's going to be...
You guys know I do the... I don't have to keep talking about this.
You do improvisational lyrics. I didn't know that you were... Okay.
Say that again. This is Phil. You do the improv...
You do improvisational lyrics. You didn't know you was going to...
Bud, you don't know this music any more than you know who Burt Bacharach is. You can't even pronounce his name.
The guy's name is Burt Bannum.
Burt Bannumrack?
Burt Bacharach.
Yeah, baby.
Hey!
All right, Margaret, we'll see you later.
What, are you throwing me out?
You're the one that got up and walked out of here.
I gotta get home. I got clothes to do.
Whatever that means.
Margaret Gray. And coming up now, folks, we have a visit with Mike Flanagan and Bob Green.
Yeah, Mike Flanagan's on line 2. Bob Green's on line 3. They're going to talk about a load of sausage.
Uh-huh.
Only on this goofy show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hello, this is Mike Flanagan. I'm going to be with Phil Henry along with Bob Green here in a few moments. We're taking this time to tell you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show for a month or 4 years. You can enjoy the great comedy and all of the conversation and the, you know, the interviews. I'm not entirely familiar with the program. Like most of the people that do the promos for Phil's show, that he asked to do the promos, I don't know the show all that well. Why he would ask me to do a promo.
Thank you, Mai, and this is Phil Henry. Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. 55,000 plus hours of the radio show, the digital show. We have interviews, we have, of course, our video cast, and we have the all-important pre-show. That's where I talk to our subscribers exclusively. It's weird. I go off on different tangents, and we're going to be including a lot more in those pre-shows. In fact, we're going to devote an entire segment now on the website to only subscriber-only stuff. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right. So, I don't know what anyone... Whatever he says.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online. My?
Other than porn. The porn.
Yeah, welcome back to World Famous Phil Henry Show. We have Robert Green, bud.
Yeah, we got Bob Green on line 3.
Robert Green from Fraser Foods joining us. And Bob, how you doing?
Hi, Phil. It's kind of a raucous introduction.
It is, yeah. So I know that you have Miles Flanagan with you, or we have him.
Well, he's not with me, but I am going to hold on for a minute.
You're in the grocery store.
I'm in the store right now. Yeah, close the door, Bill. I'm in the grocery store right now.
So Miles Flanagan, or My Flanagan, as he is known.
We've got Mr. Flanagan now.
We've got Miles Flanagan fell on too.
Mr. Flanagan, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Phil. Good afternoon, Bob.
Hey, Miles, how are you?
I'm very, very good, thank you.
Hello, Mr. Flanagan. It's Margaret Gray.
Yes, Miss Gray, I remember you well. And Mr. Andriots, thank you for having me on the program.
Well, this is a momentous day because I know that you guys have been in business for a long time. Bob's in his store. Where are you, Mr. Flanagan?
We're over here at Flanagan Import, and I've struck the deal with Bob... last week. You know, we've been a partner of Bob's in supply, and I know in Bob's case, he is in an arrangement with Ted's of Beverly Hills.
That's right. We, and Ted is always, we have fun with Ted when we talk about delivering the meat.
And
okay, well, we don't need to go into that if that's all right.
No, not at all, but I'm just saying that, yes, we are a supplier.
I've struck the deal with Bob as we also supply meats for Fraser Foods. We have struck a deal with Bob Green for Mike Flanagan pork sausage and link sausage, which is a product of our farm fresh products of Indiana, which we have a partnership in.
All right, so you are in the specifically breakfast sausage business.
That's correct, right. In the Flanagan sausages, we're very proud of them.
Well, congratulations on your business venture.
Yeah, you're supplying Mr. Green.
Right, that's basically what the deal we struck yesterday.
Okay, so Bob, congratulations. We're glad to have you on the program so you guys can make this joint announcement.
Well, it's a business arrangement, Phil, that I've enjoyed very much. I hope that Miles has as well.
Very much so.
And so starting next week, we are going to be supplied and will be supplying different restaurants as well as selling retail the Flanagan sausages.
We've taken a little bit of a page from your book, Mr. Green. I don't mean anything by this, but we felt that once a week, Bob Green takes Miles Flanagan's sausage. It's just a little bit of having some fun, you know.
Okay, Bob.
I'm here.
All right, so I hear what you're saying, Mr. Flanagan, is that when you say
you're having a little bit of fun, this was the problem that Bob, that Ted Bell had.
Well, now, hold on. Yeah, thank you, General. Once a week, Bob Green takes Miles Flanagan's sausage.
That was the sales slug that we wanted to use because Fraser Foods is your store.
Why not say once a week, Fraser Foods, you know, takes...
Once a week, Fraser Foods takes Miles Flanagan's sausage. That's great, but it doesn't bespeak the relationship that I've got.
Okay. We've been down this road before.
Let me say something, gentlemen. This is a rather juvenile way.
Well, what is juvenile?
It's very juvenile because...
You're the one that said that Ted Bell takes a load of your meat, right? And yet you balk at the fact that I say that Bob Green... bi-weekly is all I'm saying, because our deal is for every 2 weeks.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Bi-weekly, Bob Green takes Miles Flanagan's sausage, and he's going to love it, you know?
And he's going to love it. That's what I'm saying.
All right, is this intentional, Mr. Flanagan?
Is this what intentional? I don't...
Mr. Flanagan, as we have experienced on this program, Bob was sticking it to Ted Bell a little bit.
Wait a minute, okay? I'm not sticking anything to Ted Bell.
Well, you were making fun of Ted, saying that you had a business arrangement where Ted Bell takes a load of Bob Green's meat.
I would say that.
Phil laughing doesn't help matters.
You're laughing about it, Mr. Henry, and if Mr. Henry's laughing about it,
I don't think it's funny at all.
Well, wait a second. You don't think it's funny that Bob says that Phil says Bob Green delivers his meat to Ted Bell. You thought it was funny.
Yeah, Mr. Green. You thought it was funny that Ted Bell had to take a meat.
That Ted Bell had to take a meat?
That Ted Bell had to take your meat.
Well, I'm not trying to intend anything offensive.
Oh, no, not much.
Well, I'm not. I'm saying that Miles Frank, this is a business arrangement, Mr. Bell.
My name's Bob Green. Thank you very much. Bob Green?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Bob Green?
Yeah, no, it's a business arrangement, Mr.
Green.
Mr. Green, yes. When I say that Bob Green happily takes Miles Flanagan's sausage bi-weekly...
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you don't see that that could potentially be offensive?
I didn't think it was offensive as long as Bob Green was saying that Ted Bell was saying with his smile on his face, takes a load of the meat. No, I never thought that was offensive at all.
Ted Bell on line 3.
All right, Ted Bell is on line 3 from Ted's of Beverly Hills. All right, Ted, go ahead.
Now, this is a fascinating. How you doing, Mr. Flanagan?
Hi, Mr. Bell.
Hi, Ted, how are you?
Bob, it's great, but this is a very interesting conversation that you guys are having. You know I objected strenuously to having to take your meat, not taking your meat, but for...
See, even you think you're taking my meat.
I'm taking your meat being delivered to my restaurant from Fraser Foods. I'm not taking a load of your meat.
All right, so then you understand how I could be offended.
Well, my point, Mr. Bell...
No, I know what your point was. Your point was if Bob Green can say Ted Bell takes a load of his meat, then Bob Green ought to be smiling through the fact that he takes your sausage every 2 weeks.
Right, but I'm not talking about taking my penis.
Okay, we had to hang up on Miles. Bob and Ted, you're still with us.
See what you brought on here, Phil.
I didn't bring anything on. Phil didn't bring anything on other than what was already started by you, Bob, with the Ted Bell taking a load of the meat.
Okay, so in other words, you're forgiving Miles Flanagan saying that Bob Green's got to take his sausage bi-weekly with a smile on his face.
I'm just saying that this is the repartee, this is the wit, this is the stuff that was going on.
Right, so in other words, you guys are joking around. Why can't you take that joke?
Oh, sure.
Well, you know, Bob, Bob, you were the one that said, hey, what are you making a big deal out of the fact that I have to take a load of your meat? Well, why are you making a big deal out of the fact that you take Miles Flanagan's sausage and you take it with a smile on your face? Ted Bell, report.
All right.
You hung up on both those guys?
Yes, we did, and I think we're all done with this conversation because...
Well, thank you very much, Phil, because I've only wanted to be a good businessman. I only ever wanted to be a good businessman and help my business partners. Ted Bell, he takes my meat once a week and thanks me for it, okay?
Right, and then you take Miles Flanagan's sausage every 2 weeks with a smile on your face.
With a smile on your face.
I understand that you guys need to get your cuties off, and...
But this is the nature of your business arrangement.
Yeah, you can't deny it, Mr. Green. You take Miles Flanagan's sausage.
Hey, let me tell you something, Dick, but Phil, does this kid get to talk on this show?
Yes, he does.
Hey, Dickman,
You take his sausage.
I take a load of the...
You're taking a load of his sausage.
You know something, you guys can kid...
All right, so that was great. Yay! Well, I find it interesting that Bob Green can dish it out, but he can't take it.
Yeah, taking Miles, he can't take Miles as a sausage.
Thank you, Dickman. We can take it from here.
Oh, man. All right, welcome back to me, Phil, and hi, guys, and thank you for joining us for tonight's show. We're going to have, I think we had Vernon Dozier tomorrow night who's going to talk to us about... How his Twitter feed sucks.
Yeah, Vernon Dozier feels that his Twitter feed smells like a dead body.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Easy.
Let me say, I'm glad that Bob, you take my sausage.